How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to another Broadcast of the Goofing Around Radio Show. I'm sorry I've been away for so long. Once again, it's been since like August 28th. My phone just buzzed. I've been away for a long time. Like, it's been a minute. It's been a couple months. I'm very sorry. But life got busy, and I was just like, podcast gotta wait. I'm really sorry about that. But I'm here. You know, I'm still alive. Things happened. Just life really got busy. And I've had to do a lot of transitioning and such, and trying to make things happen. You know, content is still flowing on the YouTubes and on the Twitches. If you don't know, we're leaving Twitch in 2024. I will be doing YouTube full, like, not full time as in like a full time streamer, but for the whole of my content, it will be only on YouTube. Like, my clips and VODs that are on Twitch right now will still be there. They'll be there for as long as Twitch keeps them there. But I personally will be, I'll be just doing content via YouTube. And I'm thinking about starting, you know, maybe another Instagram account specifically for my YouTube stuff. We'll see. And I could possibly do some things that way. Who knows? That may be something I do. Because I don't actually have one like that. It's only for my fitness content. And so it is important because that's a business account. And so it's important that I will keep any other things, like any personal stuff, separate. So I don't have a personal account for Instagram. It just is my business account for my personal training stuff. Speaking of personal training, I passed my exam on the 18th, first try. I've been busy trying to get funds settled for that, using my benefits so I can get that paid for. So that's been a task and a half, but it was done, and it took me a few weeks, but I finally got through. I finished the course. I passed the exam first try. I like freaking paid attention to the questions, studied hard, and all the goodness. So, I am extremely happy about that. Extremely, extremely happy about that. And we will hopefully be able to get back, because I want to get the website back up and running, and I also want to, excuse me, get social media back up and grooving and moving, so that way I can. Okay, hold on. I'm at work, so I apologize if I stop and I'm thinking while I'm doing stuff. So that way I can, you know, get the business flowing back again. I've already had interviews with gyms because I want to do more IRL stuff. I want to do more face to face, like in person stuff, because that'd be very nice for. It's very nice for my skill set because I've done the virtual thing. I have, and I'm like, it's okay, like, it was okay, it was honestly a nice experience, but I'm like, I think I would rather have more in-person experience, because it makes it a little bit easier for me, though I am far more comfortable with online stuff, because I can record a video like nobody's business. Like, it's so easy. And so, sorry, but I'm messaging a friend back and forth right now as well, because if you guys didn't know, TwitchCon happened in Vegas this year, and though I'm not a fan of Twitch, like I've stated before, and I'm pretty critical of Twitch, TwitchCon was held in Vegas, and some kick streamers showed up. They bought tickets to TwitchCon, and they also paid, of course, for flights and travel and whatever else to get to TwitchCon. They show up at TwitchCon with wearing their kick, you know, I was going to say swag. That's not a thing people say anymore. I'm sorry. Oh my goodness. Their kick, you know, hoodies, sweatshirts, shirts, all that stuff. Their clothing. And they were live streaming there as well on Kick, being like, "We're here live on Kick." You know, trying to start stuff with people. That's all they were trying to do, just rile up the crowd. Most people didn't care. They were just ignoring them, you know? And they were just there to cause trouble and start stuff. And yet and still, people claim, and they, like, there's this whole non-existent war between Kick streamers and Twitch streamers that Kick streamers clearly started and are clearly taking it to a level of, like, of extra childish nature. You show up at their event. You paid money out of your pocket to go to a Twitch event just to live stream and try to cause trouble. What are you doing with your life? Like, sincerely, what are you doing with your life? That is a thing you decide, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. That seems like a good idea. Like, that's just something I decided I want to do. I want to go to this event to the rival, to my, you know, rival platform or whatever, and just show up. And, like, this isn't like the 90s where, you know, it's the start of the NWO, and the Outsiders are, some of you guys won't understand what the fuck I'm talking about, and the Outsiders are walking into WCW after they left WWF at the time. It's like, it's not like that. You're not cool. You're not walking in and starting some revolution and being like, hey, you know, we're like, no, you're stupid. And I mean that lightly, but it's a very stupid action. Okay, it's a very stupid action, and the people are very childish. I will call them childish confidently because that's exactly what they are. They're childish. What a waste of your own money, you know? Because if Kick is so much better, you wouldn't have to go and shout it. Again, if something really is better, you don't necessarily have to go and shout it in people's faces so often to the point where you're being toxic about it. And trying to start people, and it's trying to rile people up. You're trying to rile people up, you know? Like no. If it's actually better, then, you know, you could just stay on your platform and do what you do. And from there, people are gonna, you know, show clips and all this other stuff, and there'll be, you know, there'll be ways for people to see still. And you could have been, and here's the thing, right? They could have shown up, done the live streaming thing, but just been, like, real super friendly with people and been like, hey, we're Kick streamers. Oops, that's a chair. We decided to show up at TwitchCon to show some love to the Twitch streamers and whatnot, because they could have hung out and had a real good time with the Twitch people. They could have. It's called make peace. But suddenly everything's got to be some popularity competition. Like, our platform's better. Our platform's better. We got better, you know, revenue splits. We got this, we got that, you know. Ignore it for a fact that for a while they really allowed a lot of not safe for work content on there, like highly not safe for work, not just like some maybe some light stuff, but some highly not safe for work content on there. That'll make your grandmother and your mother and your sister be like, what the heck? Like, it's just, it's not cool. Not what they have on there. And I didn't appreciate it. Yeah, sorry you guys had to hear that. Oh, boy. As I walk to my car, as I'm here now, we're going to go on a ride home, and I'm going to put you guys in my shirt pocket. You're going to stay there. It's going to be a fun time. I'm going to turn down the brightness so cops don't freaking get weirdly suspicious about me. For no reason. All right. Just got to make sure the pause button isn't pressed. We're good to go. But I truly do, like, miss you guys. I'm going to turn off the AC so you guys don't hear that. But I truly do miss you guys. Like, it's been a minute, and I have been... I'm hands-free, just for the sake of evidence, just in case. Nothing should happen, because I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I got no hands on the phone. It's in my shirt pocket. We are good to go. I'm leaving my job. I'm going home. Yeah, I'm hoping to get a gym job soon, because I would like to start working again and not be working here. Not that this place is trash or anything, because that's actually a fine job. It's got great benefits. Not like some seriously great benefits. Which I'm like, oh, yes, please. More PTO and sick days. I get like 14 sick days. I'm like, excuse me? I'm not even sick that much. What, like, but, like, you know, heck yeah. Of course.
no vacation until, like, I've been here for a minute. And so, it is what it is on that, but I won't be here long enough to use it, so. I will be fine. At least I'm, I hope I'm not here. If that's what I'm, you know, if I'm, you know, freaking kept here for that long, then that's what it is, whatever. But back to the Twitch and Kick thing, it's like, why? Like, what, again, what do you guys have to gain from that? You're literally giving your platform, again, a bad name and continuing to show people exactly why your platform is not better. In fact, how is it worse? Because it's like, oh, wow, your content creators show up to somebody else's event, try to ruin the time, try to ruin everybody's mood, and try to start stuff and agitate people. That's not agitate, but aggravate people. With the child, with such a childish argument of like, oh, platform's better, look at us, we're at the TwitchCon, and like, okay, why people are trying to have a good time, meet up with friends. Like, I had some buddies that were up there. I wasn't there because I'm never going to go to a Twitch event, because just absolutely not. again, my personal views, I'm not going to push that on anyone else. But I just despise Twitch, and to the point where I'm like, I'm not giving you my money. I'm over that fact. I'm like, I'm not giving you a significant amount of money like that to just pay to go there. And Vegas definitely is not a place I would ever visit for any reason. Like, it just really isn't. Like, there's nothing for me to do there. Now, I'm going to eat those words, I'm assuming, because there is probably a family trip planned there. That's possibly in the... And I'm like, oh, no. Because I really don't want to go. Because I don't like being in environments like that. Gambling is not a weakness of mine. It is not an area of temptation that I have to worry about. I don't have a gambling problem, nor do I have a drinking problem, so... the alcohol and the gambling, not really much of a worry for me. I'm not going to be tempted by that. Believe me. I think in my lifetime, I have twice now played the lottery. Twice. Once was when I was a kid. I was, you know, and it wasn't me actually playing the lottery. It was my parent. Because we were in the airport picking somebody up, I guess. And that was just, you know, my mother asked me, she was like, hey, you want to play? I was like, sure, why not? And she bought the ticket and scratched the card and we lost and that was it. That was the end of it. Never happened again. And that pretty much scratched that itch for the rest of my life and I never bothered. I, like, at any point now, I can just legally buy my own lottery tickets. I'm more than old enough to do that. But my job actually got me a lottery ticket for my job. Not because of... But it was like... Freaking... what was it? Oh my gosh. It was just honoring that our job... Our position... That was what it was. So it was like just a special thank you. You know? I was like, okay. So that's all it was. It was just honoring our job position. Because I'm like, what do I call it? And they're just, that's literally all they were doing. And I had a winning scratch card. I still have it. I haven't cashed it in because I don't know freaking how. I'm going to go back and reread the directions and make sure I understand. But I don't know how because I've never done that. I've never won a scratch off. But I won like $3. You know? Because it's like, hey, match three amounts and that's the amount you win. And it had, you could win up to $500. I won like $3 because I scratched off 3 2s and then 3 1s. And I was like, okay, cool. I don't think I'm going to turn that one in though. I'm just going to keep it and be like, that's my lucky card. I think I have a year to, they say I have a year to redeem it. So I'm like, okay, I'll get that $3 and spend it on some junk from Temu or something. Oh, man. So yeah, I may ask someone and be like, hey, how do I redeem this? Cause I'm like, it's $3. I'm not worried about them stealing it. Somebody from my job, of course, cause they're the ones who came up with the idea of it. Like lottery tickets. That's the first time I've been gifted a lottery ticket. I'm like, well, that's something, I guess. Like, I'm not mad at it. I'm just like, I was just kind of like confused. And I'm like, well, yeah, I guess we are all adults here. Like, that is a possibility. You can do that. You can gift someone a lottery ticket. It's like, it's not illegal. At least here it's not. So I'm like, okay, cool, I guess. But it's amazing how many people because I got on the state page for the lottery, and I was like, wow, a lot of people win, you know, periodically. But as tempting as that seems, and like I know from documentaries and just life, like cleaning up the sides of the road and whatnot for some volunteering and some, you know, community stuff, you just see a lot of lottery tickets every now and then. And for my first job as a janitor at a gas station, you just see lottery tickets. You just see lottery tickets thrown out, you know, and you got to just make sure. And you make sure you take a double look at those. You always do. Because sometimes people win and they may toss them out because they're like, whatever. They think they lost, or it blew out the window because of whatever. Maybe it fell out because they were taking out the garbage and it just kind of slid off the seat or something. And they weren't taking care of it. They were just like, cool. And then they forgot about it. So sometimes you do get winners that drop off. You never know. Stuff happens. Stuff flies out of people's windows, and they can't stop because they got to make time, especially the truckers. They got to make time. They got to make that time. They have time frames that they have to keep, and schedules and such. So, yeah. But back to content. So I'm going to try to get gym streams, hopefully, back up on YouTube. Well, back up. I'm going to try to get them up in general, because I've never had that be an option for me. And I am going to have to try to see if I can make that happen in the first place, because I don't know. Like, I genuinely don't think I can stream from my mobile device, because I have tried it in the past, because Twitch Mobile was giving me some issues. That's another reason why I'm leaving Twitch, because that alone is enough to be like, screw this. Because sometimes the chat doesn't work on Twitch Mobile just when I'm watching someone else, let alone when I'm actually streaming. Because sometimes it's like, hey, you're live, and it starts the counter, and it's like, okay, the clock's going up. It says, oh yeah, you've been live for 10 minutes. No, you haven't. And I always look for my bot message in chat to be like, okay, now I'm live. And I have to have my second phone on me anyway to make sure that my disc, because my, if the Discord message goes off, that means I'm actually live. Because in the cat, no, oh my gosh. Oh my freaking gosh. Jeez. I almost hit a freaking cat. Oh my gosh. My water bottle tipped over too. Oh, that scared me so bad. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. Oh. 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 My heart. I'm slowing down. Because I'm just driving and I see this thing run across the road. Like, start to try to run across the road, and I'm like, and I'm in my head, I'm like, please don't. And it gets closer, and it gets into the street, under the street light, and I see it, I'm like, oh, it's a cat. And it stops right before I get to it, because I hit my brakes as well, and it hit the brakes too. And it's a brown and black cat. It's like, it's got like a camouflage pattern on its body, with brown and black mixtures. Oh my goodness. I almost killed that cat. It was like a couple feet from hitting my front tire, my driver's side tire. I almost killed a cat. And I would not have had a good time. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm good. I really don't like running over animals. I'm not that guy. I feel bad if that ever happens, which it hasn't, I don't think. Well, not in this car, at least. I'm pretty sure I hit a coyote or a fox at some point when I was driving at 2 a.m. trying to get to my unit, but that's a different story. This person's driving like a frickin' maniac. I can already see him in the distance, just like zooming over some railroad tracks. So the route to my job, the main road is having construction, so I've had to take an alternate route. We all do. Everybody that has to take this route, which is a lot of people, surprisingly. We're going through like some side streets, which are neighborhood parts, And I'm sure these people in these neighborhoods love these extra traffic during rush hour. And it's great. I'm sure it's great. I'm sure they love it. It's just a lot of extra company, you know, coming through their streets that would probably be normally quiet and normally only, you know, some, I would say, local to the area traffic. I'm glad I get off as late as I do, because I still get off at midnight. You know, super late. And I'm glad I do, because less dealing with people during the daytime is absolutely painful. Like, it really is. Like, it is just painful. And it's raining too. But it's painful because people are very selfish on the road, and that's my main issue with any of this. That people are just selfish on the road, like, for no reason. Like, they don't need to be selfish on the road. They don't. They can be very polite, share the road like not normal human beings, but it's just, it's weird. People have been driving very weird lately, and I'm just, like, very concerned for myself. You know, I have good reason to be very concerned with how people are driving. And so, you know, I had an incident. Jeez, my English is just, it's degrading at an alarming rate. I am always surprised by how bad my English is getting. Okay, here we go. That's a cup. Don't run that over. I ran it over. I'm very suspicious, and I try to be very cautious about running over objects I see in the road. Because, well, yes, that could be a danger. Because you never know what people put in these things. Some people have weird vendettas against people with cars. And they'll just put, it is raining. Oh, it is raining. Well, that's great. Oh yes, rain hard. We love that. I hope you guys can't hear that too much. And if you can, I'm sorry. But that is loud. Ow. But, what the heck was I talking about? It's raining. It was great. It starts pouring out of nowhere. We love that. We love a good rain, though. You know, we could use it. We needed this. Pull out the dad line and be like, we needed this. Yeah, we needed this. It was so needed right now. It's been dry. It's fall right now. It's autumn. Like, it's not the type of season where necessarily you need the, it's not like you need the rain. The rain is okay, but I don't think it's necessary now. But I'm sure this rain will eventually turn into snow. And that is my main concern. It's not cold enough yet, because it is autumn, but it will get cold enough at some point. So that's going to be a deal. This will eventually turn into snow. I know this, because I live in a place where it snows. Snow becomes a thing here. And, oh yeah, speaking of which, the blower in my car, my front blower just did not work. It has been dead for a while now. And I'm wondering, because it could be a couple things. It could be one of two things. As I've kind of narrowed it down. It could be the resistor that goes with it, or it could be the blower itself that just does not work, because that happens sometimes. It is more likely to be the resistor, but I'm hoping that it is the blower. Because some blowers are not very cheap. Some ones for this particular vehicle are fine. I've looked at some prices, and I've seen some prices, and I'm actually pretty impressed with how cheap these blowers actually are for this car. And I'm like, oh, okay, I can spend that. That's perfectly fine. Yeah, when it comes to auto parts, I try to be frugal. I'm trying to be very smart about my purchases. Oh, man. Oh, sorry. The driving. That's what I was talking about. The driving. My goodness. We're driving on a highway. The speed limit's 55, right? I'm in the right lane. I'm in the slow lane. Doing 55, maybe 56. You know, I'm just keeping up with traffic, and there's not really traffic. I'm just kind of... it's light traffic, right? So the next person in front of me is maybe like 200 feet. 200, 300 feet. Like, they're pretty far away where I'm not concerned. This guy is behind me in like a Subaru. I was going to say a Suzuki, but a Subaru. And, you know, he's passing me. And I'm like, okay, he's passing me in the left lane. I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, I don't really care about that. That's fine. But he passes me and goes around me. And what happens next is that he gets back over in front of me, maybe 50 feet in front of me, probably less than that, actually, and slows down and turns. Because that's what happened. He passed me just to turn down a road that he could have waited the extra, 2 seconds it would have taken for me to get past that point. But he had to speed up all that way, pass me, and slow down and then turn. It's like, what? And I know that has nothing to do with me. But I find that to just be a ridiculous waste of time to do. Like, just wait behind the person. Because that's what I would have done. I'm not going to go past somebody. Because then what happens if I'm, what if I'm speeding up, you know? Or something. Because now you're getting in front of me and I'm like, okay, well, I want to pass you. Sometimes that happens. Whatnot with GPS directions or something, and it's like, oh, okay, this is how far I have to go, so I'm gonna get in this lane or whatnot. But it's like, that's just weird. Like, that's just a weird thing to do. Like, it truly is weird, because it's not like he was that far in front of me. I can understand if he's maybe like 100 feet, but he was like under 50 feet, you know. He was like maybe 30 feet if that in front of me, and I'm like, dude, like, what? You could have literally just not done that and just had waited, be like behind me, because I'm going the speed limit. Like, the one thing that concerns me about driving around where I do is that there are a lot of warehouse workers. And if you know anything about warehouse workers and how they drive terrible. It's always terrible. They are some of the worst drivers I've ever seen in my life. And I have worked at 4 different warehouses. Warehouse drivers drive all the same, and it is ridiculous. And it is a danger to humanity. And, like, they're such a danger to themselves that I'm wondering, do they know, like, they could die? Do they realize, like, they could die, right? Like, they know that they're not immortal, right? And their cars are not invincible. This isn't like GTA. You go to the car wash. Well, I guess you go to the repairman in GTA 5. You go to the mechanic in GTA 5. And you get the car fixed, you know? It's not like it's just like, magically, like, bam, 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 everything's fine. Like, it was almost not drivable, and now it's completely drivable again. Like, it's just fine. No, you don't get freaking wasted in GTA 5, and then, not GTA 5, in real life, and then, it's like, oh, I just walk out of the hospital, like, I'm fine, nothing happened, just a couple cuts, you know, cuts and scratches here and there. No. When you die. Like, that's it. Because they drive like they sincerely don't care. And with some of their cars, it shows, because there's damage in there that's not repaired. It's very jacked up. And I'm like, guys, like, you, like, just be careful. That's my only thing. It's just like, be careful. Like, be careful. What? Like, they're in a rush. And here's the thing, right? And you may say, oh, you don't know their situation. They're in a right rush to get to work and from work. I could be like, okay, whatever, getting from work, getting home, whatever. But I can tell you, I know a lot of what warehouse workers do at home, because the conversations, because they openly have conversations as loud as can be in the warehouse, in the break rooms. And it doesn't matter which warehouse I worked at, it's pretty much stayed the same. They go home, smoke or drink, and that's the rest of their day. Unless it's a holiday, they're not doing anything besides that. Maybe gaming a little bit. But they go home, smoke, drink, and that's it. They do either or both. And then they go to bed. That's it. you know, eat some food, go to bed. Like, they don't do much else. Not every one of these people has kids, you know. I know that for sure. They just working. Every one of them, because they always talk about a few things, what they do after work. They be talking about trying to get out of this place and find somewhere else, because a warehouse down the street pays $19, $22, $23, whatever the amount is, you know. And it's just like, that's all. Again, the conversations really don't vary all that much. Somebody's always talking about leaving, finding someplace that pays more, talking about, I'm going to go home and smoke, you know, I'm going to go home and drink, I got this in the fridge, or I got this, you know, wait for me in the car. Some people smoke on their breaks, which they shouldn't do, because that's illegal, to be working under the influence and whatnot. And well, I guess maybe in this state it still is. I don't remember. I don't know. I don't smoke. I couldn't if I wanted to. Government always watching me, making me take drug tests and such. That's just for the military's sake. That happens. But I also just don't smoke, because that's not my deal. I find that funny too. I mean, what I find funny about it is that people always say, like, it smells like a skunk, and that, you know, and that's what it smells like, either afterwards, I guess, or during. Well, I suppose afterwards, because that's what people always smell on others when they're like, "Have you been smoking?" Because I'm like, "Yes, you smell like a skunk. Something smells like a skunk." And people usually refer that to mean that, you know, to mean that somebody has been smoking, because that's apparently what it smells like. I have been asked, especially in high school, I was asked, you know, like, "You smell that?" And I'm like, "No, what?" Because I'm like, my sense of smell is typically keen. Like, it's not bad. My sense of hearing is a lot better than my sense of smell, I will say. In comparison, it's just like, ooh, I can hear things. Other people can't. I spend a lot of time just listening. Oh, crap. I'm sorry, Mr. Truckman. I shouldn't be in front of you. It's my bad. I gotta get out of this man's way. He's got stuff to do. I'm, like, it's a two-lane on our side, and I'm in the slow lane because I'm, like, really just going slow, and there's a semi behind me, and we're at an intersection, and he's got a turn, and I'm like, he can turn on red if he needs to. Like, there's some intersections where you can't do that here, but they're clearly labeled, but since it's a highway, it's like, who cares? And the fast lane was open, and I'm like, I should have just gotten over, because I saw his signal light. I'm like, I just didn't think about it at the time. It's my bad. It truly is my bad. In other news, I'll be doing a mini-series. Hopefully you guys have suggestions for it. But I'll be doing a mini-series on some misconceptions with the Bible and misunderstandings. You know, misinterpretations. Misconceptions, misinterpretations, misunderstandings. Because I want folks that are on the line, on the fence, and maybe just overall curious, you don't know, and you want to know, just for the sake of your own knowledge, and hopefully it helps you make a better decision about whether you want to step on this side or not, and jump into this thing. I want to clear some things up, you know, and to make it understandable for you, and I want to do a little bit of explaining about some things. And I've got a couple already lined up, and I can give you a hint on the first one. It's only God can judge me. That's your hint, because that's a fun line that people like to use all the time. And boy, oh boy, you're in for a surprise for that one, I will say. So be ready for that one. But if you got suggestions and you got some scriptures that you hear misquoted or that you think are accurately quoted but maybe misquoted because you never read it for yourself, let me know. Let me know. I want to cover a few. And mind you, the knowledge that I have from these are also taken from not only obviously the Bible in context, but also greater teachers, people who have literally gone and studied this stuff for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of hours longer than I have, because I haven't been alive that long, so just by sheer comparison of the lifespan, that they know more than I do. You know, this is their thing. That's their thing. So some of my phrasing may be taken from them, but overall, the message is coming from me. You know, at least it's going through me, and I am going to try to explain things to you, make you understand, help you understand, help you make a more clear and concise decision on whether or not this is the life you want to live. Because I'm tired of people thinking that this is a cult. It's not. Like, out of all the things, Christianity is not a cult. It's not. Because it's the least threatening cult. If it is a cult, it's the least threatening cult, because the way Christ lived was not very cultish. Serving other people, you know, praying for them, loving them, embracing them, you know, making sure they feel and feel understood and heard. Like, whatever you want to call us. That's what I don't get. I'm like, you label people that bad, but I'm like, I understand that people throughout history have weaponized the Bible and the scriptures against others. They even did it when slavery was a thing. I'm aware, but that doesn't make me look at Christianity bad. That makes me look at the people, because the people weaponize everything and anything they can to get an advantage over their fellow human. They'll weaponize anything. They weaponize your emotions. They weaponize your mentality. They weaponize your acts of kindness and people's kind demeanors in nature. Like, they'll weaponize anything they can to get an advantage. That's just humans. That's man doing that. That's people. I don't mean man as in the males, but I mean man as in mankind. Humans. Like, so I want people to understand. Like, you know. And we'll throw in the love of money as well. I'll throw that in. That wasn't my second one planned, but I'll make that my second one now. And throw that, this one I had originally for the second one, we'll throw that back to third. And keep that a surprise. So that way you know the first two that are coming. So you can really get a chance to prepare your mind, to prepare your hearts, to receive some good teachings there. And I hope you guys learn something. Because this is stuff I was surprised to, because I didn't know all this stuff at the beginning, believe me. When I started this journey, I didn't know. And even, like, throughout the years, I've still learned more. Like, it's with 66 books, that's a lot of words within each of those books. You know? And they all have different purposes, you know. Some books of history, there's books of prophecy, there's books of poetry. You know, so, and you've got some letters, and of course the Gospels and such. So it's just it's important that you really take time to learn this kind of stuff. You got to learn it, you know. Learn it. You got to learn it to live it. And you got to learn what you got to do, and then you got to apply it to your life. If you don't learn it properly, you're going to apply it wrong, and you're going to end up hurting yourself or someone else, just, you know, unintentionally. Which is why it's important to read daily, but also learn, you know, study daily. That person has their signal light on, and it's been on for a long time. Are you going to turn, actually? You're going to turn, all right. Sorry, it was bothering me. It was just, it'd been on for a long time. I know you're supposed to signal before you turn. I do mine within like 3, maybe 5 seconds before I turn, I would say. It's probably supposed to be less than that, I'm pretty sure they said. But I like to give people as much notice as possible, because some people really don't pay attention until like the last minute. And I'm like, nope, you're going to pay attention. I'm going to make you pay attention, because I'm going to just have it on. 16 miles before my turn, I like to put my turn signal on to make sure that people know that I'm turning. That way it's well established within their minds, and they just cannot deny the fact that I think that guy's going to turn. And then I don't turn, to teach them a lesson about paying attention to my actions. I'm not that guy. I don't do that. That's rude. Oh, man. There is that truck driver. He drives a dump truck. He's all over social media, I'm sure. He has a dash cam. He makes me want to get a dash cam. Because I'm like, I could also do commentary about the stupid stuff people do. He lives in Jersey, and they have notoriously bad drivers. I live in the Midwest, so we're supposed to be nice drivers out here. There's still plenty of nice drivers, but there's always the weird douchebags. It's just like, what? Why? Like, what happened to Midwest nice? That douchebaggy nature. I'm like, you didn't grow up here. You should know better. And if they did, some of them, they really did. But they act like they don't know better, but they do. The road is meant to be shared. Drive nice. Be nice. But a lot has happened since you guys have last heard from me. I lost a friend, somebody who I grew up with from childhood, we went to the same elementary school together, from like kindergarten / first grade all the way through to high school. He was a Marine. He leaves behind a wife and two kids. One was on the way. One had not even been born yet. And he was a year younger than I was. And that was kind of a reality check for me. And I was like, wow. Okay, because I've heard about it via social media through somebody's story. And I was just genuinely surprised. I was like, wow. It's sudden death. Like, no, I didn't hear about any cause. I'm like, I read the obituary and everything. They didn't say anything about it. It was just sudden. I was like, okay, all right. And I don't press those kind of questions in times like that, because it is, it's not okay to put people in that place. I think I've talked about this already. I'm sorry if I have already, because I had to stop and clean, and then do this kind of stuff over again. I don't think I did. I think I erased that, because I've done this a couple times, because I just, like, I'm going to try to get it right. But I was doing some of it while I was working, and with the way I flow with my work, I do have to vacuum, and that's loud, obviously. And I have to stop the recording. Sometimes I forget what I say, what I mean to say, after I'm done vacuuming. After I pause the recording, and I'm just like, what the heck was I talking about? I'm pausing, and I'm like, I'm lost. Forever lost. So, I'm home now. But, yeah, it was rough hearing that. You know, it's another reality check. For me and for anyone else, you know. Like, life could be over. For him, he was old. He was old. That was his lifetime. He didn't know it. I didn't know it. But that was his lifetime. That was his lifetime. So don't take life for granted. Like, seriously. Appreciate what you have now. Appreciate the people that you know now. Appreciate the opportunities you had. Like, forever and continue to be grateful, because you never know what could happen. I don't know if I'm going to wake up tomorrow. You don't either. You have plans, probably. You know, you can, you know, have plans and all this stuff, but I'm sure he had plans. He was in college. He was going to school. He had been honorably discharged from the Marines, and he was in school doing his thing, you know, living on the East Coast. And now none of that matters. None of those plans matter. It's over. It's done. His story ends there. So, I hope that you all take that and get something from that and understand that, yeah, we're alive today. And every day you do get to live, be grateful for it. Because it could very easily be your last. And you don't know. Young people, especially, they're getting out of here at an alarming rate. They really are. So, take care of yourselves. Take care of your health. I'm not going to say he was in bad health, because I don't believe he was. Ugh. And, you know, maybe today's the day. You change your heart and give it over. And give over all your problems, all your worries, and cast your cares. But that's for you to decide. And only you can make that decision. No one else can save you, but you have to make that decision for yourself. So, I appreciate you all for listening. I'm going to go inside now and maybe stream, play some games, or just chillax. Oh, yeah, I had Red Lobster recently, so I'm going to enjoy my Cheddar Bay biscuits, because I bought half a dozen, and they gave me 10, and I was like, okay, I'll take that. Sure, why not? So, I appreciate you guys so much. I will be making a donation goal for Twitch, so we can get that done before 2024, and so we can upgrade the stream and bring our best to YouTube, give our best to editing and just streaming and all that good stuff, so you guys get the best content. And yeah, stay hydrated out there. Stay safe out there. Be careful of your surroundings, whatnot. Watch for deer, watch for bears, watch for weirdos. And remember that love is patient, and I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.